Father, as we open thy word in this morning, we are mindful of the power that resides in thy word. Truly, it is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And we do pray that it would divide asunder those things that are in our heart that need to be divided, that need to be sorted out, that, Lord, we would see plainly what is good in thy sight and what we should do and how we should live our life. Watch over us and be with us in Christ, we pray. Amen. Like, if you'd turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the last book or chapter 16, the last part of chapter 16, starting with verse 15. This, as we read, we're going to read about the house of Stephanas. If you remember in Scripture, back in the beginning of Corinthians, Paul was talking. You know, the Corinthians in general have been a carnal group of Christians, and there was a lot of arguing and divisiveness between them. And back at the beginning of Corinthians, Paul said, "I'm thankful that I baptized none of you, right? Because there was a division of some, some were with Apollos, some were with Paul." And he says, "I'm thankful that I baptized none of you, well, except for," and he remembers, Stephanas and his family, right? And so we're going to read a little bit about Stephanas and his family and his addictions. And if you would read with me, "I beseech you, brethren," these are closing arguments. A lot of times in the end of a chapter or of a book, we have the closing statements and greetings, and a lot of times we just kind of run through them. But here, there's a lot to be ferreted out, probably in every conclusion there is. "I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanas, and it is the first fruits of Achaia, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints." I'd like to just stop there for a second. When we think of addicted, a lot of times it has a negative connotation. Addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. When we think of addicted, a lot of times we think of addicted to drugs. And when you think of that, it's like, wow, why is that such a bad thing? Well, it's because that drug or drugs are consuming them. They put off all else just to get that fix, right? Or addicted to alcohol. They give up their family, their friends, their work, to drown themselves in their sorrows and their alcohol. They're addicted to alcohol. Maybe it gets so bad with gaming, right? Video gaming, that they're addicted. Everything they do, every time they come into the house, they go up to their room, they go into a corner, they're just so into that, they neglect everything else. They're addicted to gaming. I remember, I don't know, maybe a dozen years back, it was Christmas time, we had time off from work, and I had started reading the book, The Lord of the Rings. And for 3 days, I think, I don't know, it's 900 pages, I was addicted, right? I did nothing but read that book. And at the end of that book, I was so glad to be done because I felt a release, and I thought, I'm never going to do that again because I was addicted, right? So addictions can be overcome. Sometimes they come to a natural end. But in any case, we're going to read here about the addiction that he had, that his family had, that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. And then he goes on to say, "Corinthians, to you Corinthians, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to every one that helpeth with us and laboreth. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunus and Achaeus, that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore, acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. That the Lord, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you, my love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen. So addicted. Many translations say devoted. Addicted might be devoted to a particular activity or thing to the extent that one does it as much as possible. This addiction, this devotion. So in Stephanus' case, they were addicted in his family to the ministry of the saints. So if you remember back in Acts, you remember Stephen who was stoned for his faith. And if you remember the beginning of that, in Acts chapter 6, let's just go and read it really quick. In Acts chapter 6, and in those days, when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. And then the 12 called, and then they selected seven. Stephen was one of them. Seven to take care of this work, this ministration. Ministration, ministers, ministering. This is serving, this is helping. And this is what Stephanus and his family were addicted to, the ministry of the saints. So in 1 Peter 5:5, it says, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves to the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. And in Galatians 6:10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. So in this Galatians passage, we talk about this doing good to all men, but especially thinking about those who are part of God's family. And Stephanus and his family were addicted. They addicted themselves. They made it priority one. And if we think about how would that look like in our lives, how would that look like in the body of Christ here? I was just kind of thinking about maybe I want to become addicted to my family. Just keep it a real small group so maybe I can picture it, right? What would I do differently in my life if I was addicted to my family? Well, if I was addicted to drugs or if I was addicted to alcohol or if I was addicted to gaming, you can see that that would have a negative effect on my family, right? That would take time away, time that I can spend with them, time that I can think about them and be with them. It would take that away. So you don't want to be addicted to other things, but being addicted to the ministry of the saints, being addicted to your family, this is a good thing. And then, okay, what does being addicted to my family look like? I would think that, you know, when I go home, I'm at least talking to them, right? How are you? How did your day go? Am I showing them that I'm interested in their life so that I can know how to help them and minister to them? This is another thought that comes in, is that a lot of times when we're thinking about the ministry of the saints, this work that needs to be done, a lot of times people think, well, this is a spiritual work that needs to be done. When we come to church, this is spiritual things, and this has to do with the supernatural or spiritual realm. And while that is the case, a lot of times, really, the rubber meets the road in the physical world. If somebody has a spiritual problem, sometimes it's just sitting and listening to them, physically sitting down in a chair and talking one with another. And so that spiritual, all of a sudden, it's a physical thing. And that really goes throughout all life. Sometimes we want to separate the thing. Well, that's a spiritual thing, and this is a physical thing. And in reality, it's all kind of one and the same. We are our Christ's body here on this earth. We are here to support one another. So it could be that just coming to church and being, we're going to talk about how Paul was refreshed by their family coming. Okay. It could be just coming. It could be listening. It could be cooking. It could be cleaning. When I think of my family, once again, when I think, okay, if I was addicted to the ministry to my family, well, I'm going to come home and am I going to bring flowers to Lori? You know, would that help? Well, maybe, but now, okay, she's got to put them in a vase. Well, maybe I should put them in a vase. And then there's water in the vase. And you have to fill it with water. And all of a sudden, it's more work. No, I think she would prefer something else, right? But how do I know she would prefer somebody else? Something else is that I talk to her. I think about her. I'm with her. Knowing what would help her is important. And if that's important to me, now I can minister to her better. I think of other members of my family, right? How can I minister them in a way? How can I help them? And none of it's going to happen if you're doing other things. So when then we apply this to ministering to the saints, how do we know one another unless we're talking with one another, unless we're coming here, unless we're fellowshipping together? And indeed, in our church here, we have that. We have that time to come together early, and we can have prayer meeting and share our burdens in the morning at 9:30. We have the time with Bible class where everybody's participating and talking, and you can hear everybody's thoughts. And then there's some time in between, but that in service where we can talk to one another and share more of those thoughts. Then after our services, as we're hearing here, we have a time of fellowship in the fellowship hall. Look how that's called, the fellowship hall. Maybe some people call it the dining hall, lunchroom. But this is time to fellowship, and it's another part of the gathering of the body of Christ, and an important part to edify and uplift one another. And indeed it is, we've said it before, our best attended service. We have the afternoon where we have singing and praising God, and then we have time to hear a little bit more of the word and more singing. And then after that, there's still more fellowship time for those who gather together here. And so this is part of being addicted to the fellowship, being addicted to the ministry of the saints. That was verse 15. Verse 16. He's talking to Corinthians, that ye submit yourselves unto such. So to the Corinthians, he's saying, I want you to take this family as an example, that you would look at them and see how they live their lives and submit yourselves to them. That word submit, the word used here means that you would show them proper deference and regard, that you would treat them with distinguished respect and honor for what they have done. This is the advice to the Corinthians, and it's the advice that we can give here, that when you see somebody who is addicted to the ministry of the saints, that you take note and see how they're living their lives and maybe how we should live our lives in response to that. Do I submit myself to the ones who are appointed or addicted to the ministry? And then he goes on in verse 16 to talk about help and labor in God's vineyard. Help and labor in God's vineyard. Probably the only part of that that's not physical. You know, we talked about listening and cheering up and edifying and fixing and moving and feeding and cleaning. All of these things are things that the body of Christ needs. But praying is probably the only one that truly is supernatural. And yet, I don't want to belittle it. It's probably top on the list. Praying for one another and pondering upon their plight or their hardships, giving that extra support, because we know in the book of Revelation when the seals are open and the vials, there are censers that are open, and it's the prayers of the saints. So not only are your prayers here for now, to help and to support one another, but as time comes, they are a sweet odor under God. They're revisited, it seems. So help and labor. And then in verse 17, it talks about, and I'm glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaeus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. So now here, the Corinthians, there was something lacking. We don't know what the supply was, but think about the supply lines, right? In any military operation, this is the logistics team is probably one of the most important. Back in World War II, when Germany was infiltrating or going up into Russia, one of the big failures for them is Russia pulled back, you know? Germany's coming in. They pulled back. They disassembled entire factories, ammunition factories, and moved them way north. So as the Germans came in, they came into cities that were empty. There was no food. There was just limited supplies. There was no ammunition that they can take over. And then they waited till winter set in. You know, the Russian winters. It's not like our winters. You know, we're chilly here. We don't have jackets on. I don't know why. We're chilly. The Russian winter took its toll because they didn't have supplies. Having supplies, and so if you think about, not only are the ones that are addicted to the ministry, the doers, there's suppliers helping those who are helping. I remember when we were having the spring cleaning, and there was people washing windows. And you know what? Sometimes you run out of window spray. And I guess they can put down their squeegees and go off and get it, but it was good that somebody can come with another bucket of cleaner, right? Supply the suppliers. Supply the workers so that they can do what they can need to do. And this is what Stephanus, Fortunus, and Achaeus were doing. For that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. They brought up they saw that which was needed. They saw that which was needed, and they took care of it. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours. And let's talk about that. You know, here Paul, Corinth was a hard city for him, right? They weren't listening to him. There was trouble. And as much as we read in the book of Corinthians, the exhortations he's giving and the troubles he's trying to resolve and the lives that he's trying to mend, you know, for every one that is fixed, there are two that aren't, it seems, right? And so you can see that he would be troubled in spirit. What am I doing wrong? Why is Satan having his way here in this church? And yet here, when they came, they refreshed his spirit and yours. It didn't just refresh Paul's spirit. They were refreshing to all the Corinthians. Refreshing. You know, there's that saying, everybody brings joy to this room. Some when they enter, some when they leave, right? We need to be sure that when we enter, that's when we're bringing joy. It's not when we leave that people are joyful, but it's when we enter, people are joyful. Therefore, once again, acknowledge them that are such. Take note that these people are making a positive difference here in Corinth. Acknowledge them. Encourage them. The churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. So let's talk about that a little bit. So Aquila and Priscilla, we've heard about them a number of times in Scripture. And you know, back in the book of Acts, you can remember when Apollos was getting up and he had just been converted and he was preaching, and they took him aside and they showed to him a scripture more perfectly, right? So here's, I don't know if that's the first instance, but Aquila, Priscilla, they're there and they're uplifting Apollos, and he was in debt to them for that. There was persecution where they were in Italy, and they had to flee. And so they came down to Corinth for a while. And so now they fellowshiped with the Corinthians there. And then they went with Paul to Ephesus, which was about 350 miles away. Think Phoenix. That's about 350 miles away. And so now, as Paul is writing to the Corinthians, he says, basically, Aquila and Priscilla send greetings, right? When I was listening to the greetings, we think of Steve and Ida, they send greetings, right? Every time you hear that, they send greetings, you think about them. I might not have thought about Steve and Ida today. Hi, Steve and Ida, if you're listening, right? I might not have thought about them, but they sent greetings, and so I think about them, and now I can keep them in prayer, right? Even though they're not here with us, our family is a little bit larger because it's not just those who are geographically with us. Our community is much larger than that. Our community is nationwide, it's worldwide. When we have greetings from all over the world here, and this is an important thing, right? Aquila and Priscilla, they opened their house. So that was another thing. With the church that is in their house. So wherever they went, it seems that they were active, that they were exhorting. And if there wasn't a building to be in, they opened up their house. Do we open up our homes? Do we go to visit other people's homes, right? When there's Bible study in your area, do you go? This is part of the edifying and the being addicted to the ministry of the saints. How can you minister to the saints if you never see the saints? So there's two things. Is your house open for the saints to come to you? And if there is a house that's open, do you go there? Does your presence make a difference? Are you ministering to the saints? And then verse 20, all the brethren greet you one another with a holy kiss. Affection. Do we look forward to seeing one another? You know, in one of C.S. Lewis's books, he was talking about the way Satan works at us, right? Here we are, we're sitting in the pews, and you got the butcher sitting next to the clergyman, sitting next to the fisherman, sitting next to the, you know, all these different people for all walks of life. And maybe some are singing off tune. And there's definitely, by having this wide variety, different type of people, there's Satan's can make inroads and say, you know, why am I sitting next to this guy? Right? He's singing off tune. He's really disturbing my worship here. But that's exactly what Satan does want, and exactly what God does not want. Not that he wants us to be different. He wants us to be together. He wants us to learn how to long suffer, right? How to suffer long with one another, because that's what life's about out here on this earth. I hate to say it. Love, joy, peace, long suffering. These are fruit of the Spirit. And he wants us to have love and joy and peace and long suffering. Because it's not about us. It's about all of us together. It's about uplifting and edifying and being able to come together as a body, not tied by profession, not tied by age group, not tied by economic status, but tied together by the love, the bond in Christ. Finally, it says, do we anticipate Christ's return? If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. And really, these are two different words, meaning two different things. There's no real connection. Anathema means accursed. So if you don't love Christ, let him be accursed. And maranatha means the Lord is at hand, or the Lord comes. Two separate thoughts. Some conjecture that, you know, it's almost like the mom saying to the kids, you know, you're in trouble, wait till your dad gets home, right? You know, let him be accursed, the Lord is coming. The Lord's going to enforce this. It's not my words. Are we mindful of the timetable of the Lord's return? As we ponder upon the Corinthians, as we've finished up this first book of Corinthians, as we've seen how there was a lot of carnality, as we see how there's a lot of fruit that can come out of that church, and there was a lot, going back to the refreshing, right? Let's see if I can remember. Just going back to Acts chapter 6, when we were reading about the widows being neglected, and they set up a system to support them. In verse 7 it says, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith, right? There are these little tidbits inside Scripture. So many times we think of those, you know, that the word was just falling on deaf ears to the Jewish people. But no, a great company of priests were obedient to the faith. There was a lot of good things going on, even when there's trouble. In our church, it's the same way. Even though there's trouble sometimes, there's a lot of good. Let's focus on that good. Let's help the body of Christ. Let's be addicted. Addicted to the ministry of the saints so that the body of Christ can be healthy and strong. May God bless his word.